I'm Cardiff Garcia.
And I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. This is The Indicator, Planet Money's quick take on the news. Jared Bernstein has a dilemma. He is a liberal economist. He worked on President Obama's economic team.
And he's been arguing for years that the U.S. needs economic stimulus, some combination of lower taxes and higher spending to really get the economy going and, in particular, start driving up wages for workers. Even now, he still thinks the economy could use a bit more stimulus.
In just the past few months, the Republican-controlled Congress passed a massive tax cut, also approved a big new spending bill, both of which were signed into law by our Republican president. These weren't sold as stimulus packages. They are not Jared Bernstein's dream come true. But they are going to mean lower taxes and higher spending.
Today on the show, how is a liberal economist supposed to feel about these Republican bills that are sort of the thing he's been saying we need? Kind of. Sort of.
Yeah, the brain starts to kind of break down. So you are hearing an economist who is admittedly conflicted about all this?
Support for NPR and the following message come from Discover. Become a new card member, and at the end of your first year, Discover will match all the cash back you earned dollar for dollar. Learn more at discover.com/match. Only for new card members. Limitations apply.
The basic idea behind government stimulus is this. Say the economy's not doing as well as it could be. Sometimes the government can help the economy get back to its best self by spending more money or cutting taxes so ordinary people themselves have more money to spend.
So when Jared Bernstein thinks about the Republican tax bill and the spending increases, he has to answer two questions. One, is the economy its best self right now? And two, will the tax cut and spending increases work as a stimulus?
When Bernstein started working for the Obama administration, the answer to is the economy its best self or could it use a stimulus was pretty simple.
I vividly remember us getting together in December of 2008 when the economy was really falling off a cliff, is the technical term.
That must have been quite a meeting. Did you guys like bring a flask or something?
Yeah, we needed a flask. So let me just tell you that there was absolutely not the slightest inkling of conflict in my or my colleagues' minds about the need for a deep and robust and quick-acting Keynesian stimulus.
But today, 10 years later, the unemployment rate is low, the economy is growing, it's adding jobs every month, and the value of stimulus then is much less clear.
We are in the midst of a solid economy, no question. So my kind of nuance that I'm bringing to the table, and I guess it's different than a lot of my brothers and sisters in this in the economics field right now, is that I think we can go further.
Jared is team stimulus. And the reason is jobs. Unemployment seems low, but Jared thinks it can go lower, and that would be great for workers.
Yes, things are good, but they can be better, especially for people who've been left behind. I mean, the only way the least advantaged people in this economy experience their share of the growth is when we get to and stay at not just full employment, but chock-full employment, really tight labor markets. And that's what I'm hoping to look for.
When employers are desperate for workers, it is harder for them, the employers, to discriminate. Wages go up, benefits go up, workers just have more power. But the risk to adding too much stimulus to a good economy is real. It could cause inflation, it could drive prices up, and end up hurting the very people that it's supposed to be helping.
Still, on question number one, is the economy its best self right now? Jared's answer is no, and he thinks stimulus could help. The hard question for him is question number two. Are the tax cuts and the spending increases good stimulus? Or not even are they good, just are they better than nothing? Will the benefits of these particular stimuli exceed the cost?
Not all fiscal stimulus is created equal.
Jared says he does like the spending increases. Those are short term, just a couple of years. He thinks they'll give the economy a nice boost. The tax cuts, though, are not the kind of tax cuts that Jared would have chosen. He says they'll largely benefit the rich. He cites projections showing that the majority of their benefits will go to the wealthiest Americans, so they'll increase inequality. But he says for the next couple of years, they still might be good for the economy.
According to some research that's of high quality, and I believe it, the combination of the tax cuts and the spending bill are going to add a little bit more than half a point to GDP growth this year and next year.
In other words, the tax cuts combined with the spending increases will give the economy the boost that Jared thinks it needs. So far, so good.
But Jared says there's a problem. a lot of the tax cut isn't just for the next few years. It's permanent or semi-permanent. And he says that is a bad idea because he thinks the government is going to need to raise more money in the future, not less, just in case there's another recession or just to pay Social Security and Medicare.
So how does Jared weigh all of this?
Yeah, the brain starts to kind of break down. So you are hearing an economist who is admittedly conflicted about all this. I think what's happening right now in terms of fiscal stimulus, and part of that is the tax cut, is a welcome experiment. I think what's slated to happen starting in 2019, 2020 and going forward is fiscally reckless.
In the end, Jared said, he worries that the cost of the long-term tax cuts will be larger than the benefits of the short-term stimulus. If they'd come packaged together, Jared says that overall he would vote against that package. But it was obviously a tough call for him, and in any case, this is the stimulus we got. It just wasn't the stimulus that Jared wanted. So we'll just have to see in the next couple of years what that stimulus means for the economy and how the tax cuts play out in the years after that.
Support for NPR and the following message come from Discover. Become a new card member, and at the end of your first year, Discover will match all the cash back you earned dollar for dollar. Learn more at discover.com/match. Only for new card members. Limitations apply.